Emily, after looking at the film, what do you feel like you guys did so well in the first half against Alabama's offense here?
I think we just came out and played our defense the way Coach Wilcox wanted it to, and I think we just came out for the first half and played really physical and tough, and so we played some mistake-free football, pretty much.
Do you feel like you guys just didn't get enough pressure on the quarterback early because it seemed like their passing game started to roll
in the third quarter? I don't think that was it. I feel like it was just the whole defense, you know, for us to get pressure, we need help in the secondary. In the secondary, they need us to get pressure. So it's just a trickle effect, you know, and I think everybody kind of messed up coming out the second half.
Or this game kind of hold some special significance for you playing against South Carolina?
It always does. I know a lot of the guys on the team grew up together. But when it comes down to it, it's a team effort, and we got to play our defense and climb play hard.
I know the defense, you guys might kind of be disappointed with Lattimore is going to be playing, but would you like to see him out there? I mean, if you guys know each other and everything like that?
Of course, it's always a good competition between the two of us, but, you know, he's down with an injury, it's disappointing, but all the same, you know, Tennessee versus South Carolina, it's another SEC game.
Or how's your role kind of changed as the year's going on? Are you doing a little bit of everything now, it seems like, on the defensive line?
I'm trying to be whatever the coaches need me to be, you know, whether they need to use me at, whether it be nose, three tech, or end. I don't want to be the guy that comes in and doesn't miss a beat.
When did they kind of open up that? I mean, it looks like going here, you're just going to be in the middle, but when did they kind of open it up for you because it's moved to the outside here right
now? You know, week by week, depending on the situation, the game plan. They put me in different areas, you know, pass rush wise, or wanted to be a running back. But you know, it's a good situation for me. So you know, as long as I can move around and get in the game, I'm fine.
Malik, is there any South Carolina's a good team, obviously, but is there any relief from you guys, you know, after fixing maybe the two best teams in the nation, to fix a team that's had some adversity and some issues?
I kind of think it is a relief. You know, we played, like you said, two of the best teams in the nation. It's always tough, but I think South Carolina is a team that we really feel like we can go out there and play four quarters of power football and have a chance to win, and that's what we're going to go out there and do.
Speaking of South Carolina, I mean, they've kind of gone through the same kind of thing as you. They've lost their starting quarterback in the beginning of the year. They lost 5-1 in the best players. I mean, what have you seen from their offense? I guess you probably watched a little bit this morning.
Actually, we haven't watched any of this morning. I mean, but from what I've seen from TV while we were at the hotel, you know, the young guy, he's really stepped in, done some good things. He's a really good pocket scrambler, and he throw the ball pretty well on the run. I haven't really seen too much of the second running back, but I think that team's really well. You know, they kind of, the offensive line's really good. They block really well. They got some good receivers, and Alshon Jeffries, and we got to go out there and play four hard quarters, and you know, if we do that, I feel like we will have a good chance. Well, I feel like we've just gone through the whole week. You know, Coach Wilcox and my coach, Coach Thompson, just been preaching this whole year about running game in the SEC. You know, you can't not go into the SEC games not stopping the run. Because if they run the ball on you, that's what they're going to do all day, and you don't have to worry about the pass. So we've just been preaching about going out there stopping the run and trying to get them to open up their pass so we can go out there and rush and try to get some sacks. But, you know, we've just been going out there. A.J. Johnson's really stepped up. You know, Kurt Majid's really stepped up, and Austin's really stepped up. You know, I feel like our front seven's got a good coach, and Coach Thompson, you know, he preaches his hard work and hard nose playing four quarters, and that's what we try to go out there and do, is just go out there and play a physical ball game. And I think that's really helped us this year.
Corey, can you talk about, like, your role in there, because you're a little undersized, tackle, but, you know, obviously you're getting the job done. How have you improved being able to play the run?
Well, Coach Thompson preaches all the time, pad level, you know, leverage, low man wins. You know, that's what I try to keep my focus on because, as you said, I am a little undersized on the inside, so as long as I can stay low in the offensive line, I'm going to have a good chance of staying inside on the run.
Malik, you've been playing quarterback for
anything else for these guys? Okay, we'll do some one-on-ones over here. We're expecting Austin Johnson, Nigel Mitchell Thornton shortly.